AI News by Conjero.
A workflow editor can look deceptively cheap at first. React Flow gets nodes and edges on screen fast, so the prototype feels like progress almost immediately.
Right, but that first demo is not the whole product. The real work is everything around the canvas: data modeling, persistence, collaboration, testing, upgrades, and platform integration.
And that's where budgets start to stretch. A small prototype might take a couple of engineers a few weeks, but a real enterprise editor can turn into a multi-quarter effort.
Exactly. The visible UI is only part of it. Teams also need validation rules, undo and redo, autosave, versioning, import and export, permissions and approval flows.
Maintenance is another hidden drag. Once customers rely on the editor, React Flow upgrades, dependency conflicts, browser quirks, and accessibility fixes become ongoing work.
And performance matters more than people expect. Big graphs, frequent drag and drop, auto layout, and real-time updates can all create latency that power users really feel.
Collaboration adds another big jump in complexity. Shared editing means conflict resolution, session state, audit logs, permissions, and recovery from partial failures.
So the license fee is usually the easiest number to see, but not the one that decides the total cost. The bigger question is how much surrounding platform work the team can absorb.
That's why the build versus buy choice really comes down to scale, speed, compliance, and how long the team expects to own the editor.
Build tends to make sense when the workflow is a true differentiator. The team needs deep customization, and it can support the editor long term.
Buying or adopting a hosted layer can be smarter when the goal is quick validation, limited engineering bandwidth, or a faster path to customer value.
And once teams do build, rollout usually has to be cautious. Feature flags, limited cohorts, gated bulk actions, and planned dependency upgrades.
So the big takeaway is pretty simple. React Flow makes the first 10% look solved, but the remaining 90% is where the economics are decided.
Exactly. If the editor is strategic, model the full lifecycle cost first. If it's not, optimize for speed and avoid owning more than you need.
AI News by Conjero.